What's up? What's up? Take Stock and College Scholars. Welcome back to the College Corner Podcast Summer Melt Series. I'm your host again, Jeremy Jones, one of the associate directors here for Take Stock and College. And we are taking on some topics to help you navigate college and life that we didn't get a chance to talk about this past semester. When it comes to college, one of the biggest obstacles that keeps students from reaching their academic goals is paying for school. Financial aid, scholarship, management, and student loan debt are common areas that can seem intimidating, but we here at Take Stock in College are here to help you navigate college and get the resources to be financially wise. In this episode of the Summer Melt series, we are offering you some financial aid refreshers that you will need to know as you go in your next school year. And just to be quite honest, I wish I knew these tips when I was going to college almost 10 years ago. So start off, our first financial aid refresher is to get to know your financial aid options. Not all financial aid is free. There is a huge difference between grants, scholarships, and loans. Grants tend to be need-based grants or gift aids, whereas scholarships are gifted aid based off of merit, participation activities, and etc. Loans, unlike the previous two forms of financial aid, have to be repaid with interest sometimes. Also, Take Stock in College Scholars, did you know that there are different types of loans as well? There are loans provided through the U.S. Department of Education, the William D. Ford Federal Direct Loan, or the Direct Loan Program. Under this program, the United States Department of Education is your lender. There are four types of direct loans available, and they all serve different purposes. On these type of federal student loans and more of their benefits, visit studentaid.gov. Besides federal funds, there are loans that are private loans that students can sign up for. Private loans differ from federal loans in several ways, from needing to check your credit score for repayment trustworthiness to the type of interest rates and is added to your loan, which determines how much you will be able to pay back. Remember, loans are legal agreements, so be sure to understand the type of loans that you are signing before you do anything. If something isn't clear to you, just ask us at Take Stock in College or your college financial aid office. Next, be sure to submit your FAFSA every school year. The free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, is the application that you may have already completed for this year, but this form is to be resubmitted every year, and if you can do it early, around October 1st, as the Take Stock in College will encourage you to maximize your financial aid possibilities, we want to make sure you submit it on an online form as soon as possible. Why? Because the earlier you apply, the more aid you will be eligible for. To stay on top of your FAFSA form every year that you will be in school, have these important items in place or in a safe place. You need to know your FAFSA ID to help you easily log into your FAFSA form online through their mobile application. You need to know your Social Security number and have your driver's license available. You need to make sure you have your parents or parent federal income tax information from 2 years prior. Also, you need to have records of taxable earning from federal work study or any other need-based work programs if available. Also, you might need any of your current bank statements. Your college federal school code is also important and may be more depending on your application. There are so much more that we can say about completing the FAFSA, but don't worry, we have plenty of information on this already in the other episodes of the College Corner Podcast, our Take Stock in College team blog, the Take Stock Connect, and our social media channels. Our third financial aid refresher is to keep applying for scholarships. Most importantly, the Take Stock in College team here is to help you scholars to make sure you're aware that you have been awarded a 2-year scholarship to help cover your tuition costs. As you know, college costs goes beyond tuition, so we always encourage you to apply for scholarships throughout your college experience. It is recommended to start researching scholarships a year before the funds are needed. There are free resources to use, including the College Board, FASWeb.com, and the U.S. News Scholarship Finder, that you should go to first find your scholarships. Also, don't forget to look at scholarship opportunities in your local hometown or local community, local organizations, and your college campus. Oftentimes, they are not promoted enough, but if you are paying attention to your school's emails and college websites for scholarship opportunities and announcements, you may find an opportunity to earn more money to cover your books, room and board, and more. And to that note, your college or your department that you're studying for have scholarships available as well. Our last financial aid refresher for you today in this episode is to understand the different options you can take to fulfill your financial obligations for your education. Depending on your area of study or career, you can qualify a loan forgiveness that forgive the balance of your federal student loans once you meet the qualifying payments and criteria. Other repayment option depends on some key factors, like your income levels. Once it's time for you to start paying back your loans, how quickly you want to pay those loans off, if you want to pay with lower interest and more, NerdWallet.com advises students to utilize the Educational Department's Loan Simulator tool to get an idea of how much you owe with each repayment type. Overall, you have more choices than you think when it comes to loan repayment. So please be sure to keep that in mind before signing up for any loans and when you're getting ready to pay them back. So noting, most student loans you had to pay back is within 6 months of graduating or 6 months without attaining or attending school. So, all right, TakeStock scholars, which financial aid refresher did you need to know the most? Share with us your favorite refresher tip on TakeStock Connect or social media by tagging the TakeStock in College. If you have any other questions about financial aid, don't be afraid to reach out to us at the TakeStock in College team. Thank you. Once again, this is Jeremy Jones, one of your associate directors for TakeStock in College, for listening to the College Corner podcast for our Summer Melt series. Until next time, stay cool and stay on top of your financial aid plans. Thank you for your time. Enjoy your day.